Well, joined here by two former SAVs, the former president of the Guild of Students, Mark Harrop, and of course, your Democracy and Resources, right?
Activities and Development.
Fist crossed, of course. Awkward. Sorry about that. Guys, what have you been doing for the last week, though?
All sorts, really. There's sort of two types of shifts that we've been sort of volunteering out with. So either down here at the track, which is sort of like team attaché, so anything the athletes need, so getting them water, fresh towels, showing them to the gym. Just generally making their time here quite pleasant and just chatting to them and stuff. And then the other ones have been security shifts, so probably coordination, so just patrolling and making sure that no one's trying to jump the hedge and give them a good courtesy in the evening.
So who have you seen so far who's particularly caught your eye?
All of them, really. There's a lot of them, they're just really friendly, particularly the guys at the gym. Chat to everybody. So, you know, we've seen Bolt and we've seen Blake out on the track, which is pretty special just watching them train so close up.
I got fist pumped by Usain Bolt. I was out on my 10 PM to 6 AM shift and he was going to bed. And he's always like, "Oh, you're going to be out here till 6 AM? I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, respect." And then just sort of pumped my fist sort of thing. So that was quite surreal.
He gave me a secret handshake. He's teaching me a secret handshake.
Yeah, fastest man in the world, just sort of like, you know, chilling sort of thing. It's kind of surreal in a way.
I get the sense that he's obviously quite relaxed. Do you find that that's what a lot of the team are like? They're really relaxed and really just kind of laid back and comfortable with it.
Oh yeah, they're all so relaxed. They're all so friendly. Like, they always say hello to you when, you know, they walk past. They're all asking how you are. Flick's got a free hat.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty cool. And even like at the welcome dinner last night, they were just like, the guy who's sort of heading up the team was saying to them, like, "You know what, just go and do your best, we don't mind. Like, well, the medals will come, they'll happen." Like, you know, it's really sort of, the focus doesn't seem to be like on getting more gold medals. It's just go out, have a good time, and they know that they're fast, they know they're going to do it.
Yeah, the whole Bob Marley, every little thing's going to be all right, I think, runs straight through their blood and their veins here with these guys.
And it's kind of nice to see them, that they are quite happy, particularly at the other end there. They're mixing in with the crowd and supporters and university students as well. I mean, this is a great thing to have these athletes come here and be happy to mingle in the environment of a university.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, they are here to train, they are here to, you know, do a job, prepare for the biggest day of their lives. But, you know, like you say, the fact that they're willing to come out, say hello to the local community, to students, and, you know, to give a bit of thanks back to the university and to, you know, to the community for putting this on for them. I think, you know, a testament to, you know, why we wanted the Jamaicans to come here, because they're great people and great athletes.
We had a raffle last night, which was really good, because they're now going to sponsor a Jamaican student to come over here and study at the University of Birmingham. So the money raised last night raised about £36,000 in one evening.
And that's going to go towards a scholarship for a Jamaican student to come over to this university and study. So, I mean, the fact that, you know, the entire University of Birmingham community has been involved in changing someone's life is actually quite, you know, quite heartwarming, really.
What's it been like coming from the hustle and bustle of the Guild of Students to coming here?
Oh, I'm laid back now. People have been saying, "Mark, you look like 10 years younger." And, you know, there's no stress, and there's no. I've only got one phone now. I've only got one email address. It's great. It's been quite strange because we've gone straight. It's been quite strange because we've gone from, you know, being really busy in our jobs as SABs to being really busy doing this. So although it's much more laid back and less taxing, it's still quite. I feel more chilled out. What about you?
Yeah, it's nice having a lot less responsibility. I'm loving it. I'm just excited to go traveling now. So I'm talking about the home show. But this is a photo of Mark at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, it's right on what he says on the radio. But that's Mark in a poncho.
Is it raining, Mark? It's raining. It rained for 8 hours, and Mark and I had the really important job of staring at a hedge to make sure that no one broke through it. That was our first shift. It was very demoralising, but it's got a lot better since.
Absolutely, the sun is absolutely fantastic. And what are your plans next for both of you?
Looking for a job at the moment. Got a cheeky informal interview on Friday, so hopefully that'll go well. But short-term plans: go on holiday and relax.
Much deserves.
I'm hoping to start getting back into media stuff. I did some stuff in Nickelodeon last week, which is really good. So I'm hoping to get some work experience. I'm looking around at all the media we've got here, like, who I can scout. And then I'm going to Australia and New Zealand next year, and I'm hoping to get some work in Australian media.
Well, thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your shifts as well.
Cheers.